We'll now come to a time of scripture reading and a short message as the candidates get ready for their baptism.
我哋而家嚟到有一个嘅信息，有一个嘅我哋读圣经嘅时间。当其他嗰啲，当七位嘅弟兄姊妹，佢哋亦都预备，佢哋将要受浸。
And so we'll be hearing from Reverend Colin on Ephesians chapter 2, verses 11 to 22.
Colin 牧师会同我哋讲系以弗所书嘅第二章十一到二十二节。
So I invite you to bring out your Bibles on your phone or as a book and read along.
请你哋如果有圣经嘅话，你哋打开圣经以弗所书嘅第二章第十一节。
So that's Ephesians chapter 2, verse 11 to 22.
以弗所书第二章十一节到廿二节。
Therefore, remember that formerly you who are Gentiles by birth and called uncircumcised by those who call themselves circumcision, which is done in the body by human hands. Remember that at that time you were separated from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel, and foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two groups one and has destroyed the barrier, dividing wall of hostility, by setting aside in his flesh the law with its commandments and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new humanity out of the two, thus making peace and in one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace to you who are far away, and peace to those who are near. For through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of his household, built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit.
是咁我哋咧唔知道會唔會有中文嗰個嘅聖經嘅有嚇 ，OK， 咁我哋係一齊嘅嚟到去思考呢一段嘅經文，我讀俾你哋聽。所以你們應當記念，你們從前按肉體是外邦人，是稱為沒受割禮的。這名原是那些憑人手在肉身上稱為受割禮之人所起的。那時你們與基督無關，在以色列國民以外，在所應許的諸約上是局外人，並且活在世上沒有指望，沒有神。你們從前遠離神的人，如今卻在基督耶穌裏靠著他的血已經得親近了。十四節，因他使我們和睦，將兩下合而為一，拆毀了中間隔斷的牆，而且以自己的身體廢掉冤仇，就是那記在律法上的規條，為要將兩下藉著自己造成一個新人，如此便成就了和睦。記在十字架上滅了冤仇，便藉這十字架使兩下歸為一體，與神和好了。並且傳和平的福音給你們遠處的人，也給近處的人，因為我們兩下藉著他被一個聖靈所感，得以進到父面前。這樣你們不再作外人和客旅，是與聖徒同國，是神家裡的人了，並且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶穌為自己為房角石，各房靠他聯絡得合適，漸漸成為主的聖殿。廿二節，你們也靠他同被建造，成為神藉著聖靈居住的所在。
That is the word of God. We now invite Rev. Colin to come speak the message.
我哋请 Colin 牧师为我哋传神嘅话语。
各位弟兄姊妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, shalom.
好高兴今日我哋咁多弟兄姊妹同埋来宾喺度一齐有呢个崇拜嘅时间。
We are so glad to have so many brothers and sisters and guests here to listen to the word of God.
因为呢个系一个好值得庆祝同埋感恩嘅日子。
This is indeed a day to be celebrated, to be thankful.
因为一个好开心同埋快乐嘅时刻。
It's a day of gladness.
我哋見到有七位嘅弟兄姊妹喺當中準備受洗。
We have seven brothers and sisters to be baptized today.
聖經話：當一個人喺地上高悔改信耶穌嘅時候，天上嘅天君都一齊歡喜快樂。
The scripture told us that even one person on earth to know the Lord and the whole heavenly realm to be glad with us.
同埋聽到佢哋嗰個分享嘅見證嘅時候。我哋睇到喺佢哋生命當中，主耶穌基督係一個又真又活嘅神。
How when we listen to their testimony, we indeed know that God is alive, is truly a living God in their lives。
同埋你聽佢哋見證嘅時候，你會發覺佢哋喺當中真係將神嘅話語係擺喺佢哋嘅生命同埋生活嘅當中。
When you listen to their testimony, you understand that they truly put the word of God in their life and apply in their living.
咁但係有陣時可能就話，咁如果係咁，點解仲要洗禮咧
？But people might ask, if that's the case, why do we need to be baptized?
因為我哋知道得救唔係靠一個行為或者靠一啲儀式嘅。
We know that to be saved is not because of what they have done or the ceremony.
啊，整濕個身唔會幫助我哋一啲咩㗎
？Getting wet in their whole body wouldn't bring us anything.
咁洗禮究竟有啲咩意思咧
？So what is the significance of baptism?
洗禮對於基督徒係一個好重要同埋有意義嘅事情。
Baptism to a Christian is very important and is very vital.
是一个外在的仪式去代表我们内心里面已经发生了一个事实。
It's an outward ceremony represent what happened inside us.
在这里公开的宣告我们对神主耶稣基督的信心。
We proclaim to everyone that we have faith in God.
我们相信藉着主耶稣我们的罪得到赦免。
We truly believe, through Jesus, our sin will be forgiven.
在圣经里面主耶稣基督都曾经受浸。
In the Bible, Jesus Christ has been baptized.
但他受浸不是因为耶稣有罪。
He was baptized not because he has sinned.
而是他愿意与我们这些罪人认同。
It's just because Jesus Christ wanted to identify with sinners.
而且当主耶稣基督受浸的时候，我们看到他表达出他对父神那种的信服，还有圣灵降临他的身上。
When Jesus Christ was baptized, we can see that he's submissive to God the Father, and also the Holy Spirit descended to him.
所以当我们今天弟兄姊妹受浸的时候，
So today, when we have brothers and sisters baptized,
我们也是愿意与主耶稣基督认同。
That means we also will identify with Jesus Christ.
我们愿意与耶稣基督同死、同埋葬、同复活。
We're willing to die, to bury, and to resurrect with Jesus.
我们愿意同主耶稣基督联合喺埋一齐，得着一个新嘅生命。
We want to be united into Christ and have a new life.
而且同時間亦都代表住我哋對父神主耶穌基督呢個吩咐嘅命令嘅信服。
And also being baptized means we are being obedient to the commandment of God and Jesus。
因為主耶穌基督升天之前曾經吩咐門徒話：你要奉聖父、聖子、聖靈嘅名去施洗。
When Jesus was ascended to heaven, he gave a commandment: you have to be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
即係話，凡我所吩咐嘅都教訓他們遵守，我就常與你們同在。
All I have given you, you need to tell, to give it to the others, then I will be with you.
所以當我哋去受浸嘅時候， 我哋同時間亦都係領受呢個神嘅應許。
So when we are baptized, we also have the promise of the Lord.
我哋係能夠與神有呢個永遠嘅同在。
We can be forever with God.
而當我哋與主耶穌聯合嘅時候，亦都代表住我哋能夠去進入到神嘅家裏邊。
When we are united with Jesus Christ, we are able to enter the family of God.
我们能够成为主耶稣基督的身体。
We become the body of Christ.
在一会儿你看到浸池那些水，其实只是普通的水喉水。
When you later on, when you can see the water in the pool, it's just normal water.
没什么特别的一些功能。
It doesn't, it's not have any kind of power.
但是背后它是有一个重大和真实的一个意义。
Behind that, there is a significance and also a real meaning in it.
因为我们的罪的而且确是得到赦免。
Because our sin truly has been forgiven.
而且我们能够跟基督有一个联合的新的生命。
And also we are united with Jesus Christ and to be able to have a new life.
我们能够领受圣灵神所给我们这个恩赐。
And also,The Holy Spirit, we can have the Holy Spirit in our life. That is the gift of God.
其實剛才我們所讀的那段經文，以弗所書第二章第十一節至廿二節。
The scriptures that we have just read, Ephesians chapter 2:11-22.
你都話咗俾你聽，提醒咗我哋三方面。
Also reminded us in three aspects.
就好似剛才七位弟兄姊妹佢哋分享嘅見證一樣。
Just like the testimony of the seven brothers and sisters.
佢哋從前係點樣嘅
？Before, who they were.
然之後跟住後來點樣相信咗主耶穌基督
？And after they came to the Lord.
而家現在佢哋係點樣
？And now, what kind of persons they are?
就好像第十一章那裡說，你們要紀念你們從前是怎樣的。
Just in chapter 11, we have verse 11, we need to remember what you were before.
我們以前是怎樣的呢？就是說我們在一個神的應許諸約之外是局外人，在世上是沒有指望沒有神的。
Yes, to remember that before we were foreigners to the covenant of the promise, without hope and without God in the world.
正话听我哋嘅见证嘅时候，你都会睇到我哋未有信神嘅时候，我哋系冇呢个指望。
When you listen to their testimony, you realize that before they came to the Lord, they didn't have hope.
我哋系会有恐惧，我哋会有一啲嘅焦虑。
They have fear and also anxieties.
我们不会有一个从神来的那种的平安。
They didn't have the peace from God.
我们人生里面没有那种的方向。
Because in their life, they didn't have that direction.
因为当我们没有神的时候，我们未曾真正知道生命的意义是什么。
Because when we were without God, we wouldn't know the true meaning of our lives.
我们是局外人。
We are foreigners.
我们是一些外面的人。
We are aliens, not insider.
但是跟住在第十三節那裡講到話，你們如今卻在基督耶穌裡，靠著他的血已經得親近了。
But in verse 13, but now in Christ Jesus, you have been brought near by the blood of Christ.
這裡講到就是當我們認識主耶穌基督，認識到主耶穌在十字架上為我們受死流血那個的意義的時候，我們的生命就開始改變。
It actually told us that when we truly know the meaning when Jesus Christ was crucified, and then we truly know the meaning of our life, and it will change us.
今日我哋会好多时用十字架嚟代表基督教或者代表主耶稣基督所成就的救恩。
Today, we always use the cross to signify Christianity and also the salvation accomplished by Jesus.
你在一个教堂里面，你可以数下有几多个十字架。
When you look at the church, within the church, you can count how many crosses.
十字架是代表着主耶稣基督曾经为我们的缘故死在十字架上。
Cross actually representing Jesus was crucified for us, and he died on the cross.
而当主耶稣喺十字架嘅时候，一个十字架系一个直行嘅，同埋一个横嘅。
When you look at the cross, you can see a vertical line and also horizontal.
这个的直的是好像代表着我们跟神可以能够再一次的和好，有一个的关系，有一个的沟通。
The vertical line represents the relationship between us and God. We were reconciled and we have this communication with God again.
就好像刚才已经有两次我们读过这个《约翰福音》第十四章第六节，说耶稣说我是道路真理生命，若不藉着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Just like what we have just read even twice in John chapter
14
chapter 14 verse 6, it says Jesus said that I am the way, the life and the truth. No one can come to the Father except by him.
所以主耶稣基督就开了这个道路，让我们和神可以和好这个关系。
Jesus opened up the road so that we can have this road to our Heavenly Father God.
而当主耶稣基督钉在十字架上高，打开双手的时候，就好像欢迎我们，一起邀请我们来到这个神的面前。
So when Jesus crucified, he opened up his arm just like to welcome all of us come to God.
而打橫就好像代表我們人與人之間的關係，藉著主耶穌基督亦都可以得到和好。
The horizontal line representing human relationship, because of Jesus Christ, we can reconcile to one another.
我們藉著主耶穌的時候，跟神的關係和好，跟人的關係和好。
Through Jesus Christ, we can have the right relationship with God the Father and also with everyone, with each other.
因为主耶稣基督的宝血洗净我们的时候，我们就可以亲近祂。
Because the precious blood of Jesus Christ washed us clean so that we can come to God.
从前我们是怎样，现在在基督里面，藉着主耶稣基督，我们是怎样。最后祂说，这样你们是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。
Yes, through Jesus Christ, we know that who we were, and now because of Jesus Christ, we can see that consequently you are fellow citizens with God's people and also members of His household.
原来当我哋喺基督里边嘅时候，我哋系有一个新嘅身份。
So that we know that because we are in Christ, we have a new identity.
这个的身份就是说我们是跟圣徒同国，是神家里面的人。
This new identity means we are fellow citizens. We are fellow citizens with God, and also we are members of God's household.
所以当我们一起信主的时候，我们就是一家人。
So when we all come to the Lord, we are actually in the same household.
就好像我今天的讲题说，在基督里我们成为一家人。
Just like the topic of today, because of Jesus Christ, we are one family.
一家人会是怎样的呢？
What we'll do if we are one family?
一家人，我哋会彼此嘅关顾，彼此嘅相爱。
We are caring for one another, and also we love one another.
彼此關顧代表著我們可以互相支持，同埋有一個好密切嘅關係。
Caring for one another, that means we can encourage, we can have a close relationship with each other.
而這個嘅關係係基於愛，基於神對我哋嘅愛。
And this relationship is because the foundation is love and the love of God toward us.
因为圣经说我们爱因为神先爱我们。
Because the Bible said we love because God first loved us.
而主耶稣基督就好像一个嘅建筑物嘅根基一样。
And Jesus Christ is just like the cornerstone of a building.
而我们就在这个嘅根基上高慢慢嘅建上。
We are all being built on top of this foundation.
我们就是神这个的家，这个的建筑物，就好像每一块的砖，我们在这里当中砌起上来。
We are just like all the brick in the family of God, one on top of each other.
所以我们都有一个很重要的部分。
So we all have a very vital part in God's kingdom.
我们需要连结在一起。
We have to be united together.
我们需要同心。
We have to work with one heart.
因为当我们建立这个的这个的圣殿或者这个灵宫的时候，
So when we build this temple and this the house of God,
是这个是神的灵居住的地方。
It's because the Spirit of God is living in this temple.
今天我们会见证七位弟兄姊妹 他们接受这个洗礼。
Today we are all witness the baptism of these seven brothers and sisters.
我不知道大家有没有留意到他们七个都是有不同的背景。
I'm not sure whether you are aware that where they came from, their background are so different.
我们有些是在澳洲出生。
Some of them born in Australia.
有些在中国出生。
In China.
有些在香港出生。
In Hong Kong.
有些的母语是普通话的。
Some of them speak Mandarin.
有些的母语是广东话的。
Cantonese.
有些的母语是英语。
English.
我们有些是年轻还在读书的。
One, they were young and still in college, in high school.
我们有些都已经成年做了爸爸妈妈。
And some of them, we are adults, we are parents.
大家的背景是很不同。
The backgrounds might be different.
可能他们有很多的生活的方式、兴趣都很不同。
Their lifestyle could be very different.
但他们有一个共同的心愿。
But they're one heart.
他们愿意在众人面前承认主耶稣基督是他们的救主。
They're willing to proclaim before everyone that Jesus Christ is their savior.
因为他们认识了一个爱他们的主耶稣基督。
Because they truly know Jesus, the one who loved them.
而他们愿意悔改，离开以前的旧我，现在去相信耶稣。
They're willing to repent from what they have done, and now willing to follow Jesus.
今天我们看到世界上很多的冲突，很多的战争和很多的不和。
We can see in this world, there's so many confrontation, war, and not harmonies.
我们盼望和我们相信，藉着主耶稣基督，我们能够可以有一个合一，和一个荣耀神的家。
Truly, we hope, truly through Jesus Christ, we have a household that will glorify God. Because the love of Jesus is within us, is inside our house.
而我们也相信圣灵在我们心里面会提醒和教导我们，改变我们。
And we truly believe that God's Spirit inside us will teach us and rebuild us.
所以我鼓励七位弟兄姊妹继续成长。
So I'm encouraged all the seven brothers and sisters continue to grow.
在这个家里面去活出神给你的生命和使命。
Continue to live out the life that God has given you in his household.
去善用神给你的恩赐和你的才干。
Use the gift and the talents God has given you.
不单止你去荣耀神，也可以祝福到周围的人。
Not just to glorify God, but to bless all near you.
因为你们现在有一个很尊贵很重要的身份。
Because you have a very precious, a noble identity.
是神的儿女。
It's the children of God.
是家里面的人。
It's a member of a family.
我也邀请我们所有的弟兄姊妹。
And I invite all the other brothers and sisters.
去爱惜我们这班年轻的弟兄姊妹。
To love these young brothers and sisters.
去接纳他们。
To receive them.
去支持他们。
To support them.
去鼓励他们。
To encourage them.
去继续为他们祈祷。
Continue to pray for them.
让他们在家里面有一个归属感，投入在当中。
So that they can have this sense of belonging and truly become members of this family.
也是能够深深地体会到神的爱和弟兄姊妹的爱。
So that they can truly, in reality, know the love of Jesus and through the love of brothers and sisters.
洗礼不只是单单这七位弟兄姊妹的行动。
The baptism is not just the action of these seven brothers and sisters.
今天我们大家一起在这里庆祝，同埋同我们一起欢喜快乐。
Today we are celebrating together and we are rejoicing together with them.
因为他们不再是外人。
Because they are not foreigners and aliens.
他们是神家里面的一份子。
They are members of this household.
愿一切荣耀颂赞归俾我哋嘅主。
May all glory and thanks be given to our Father, our Lord.
让我哋一齐低头祈祷。
Let us bow and pray.
我哋嘅天父上帝，我哋嘅主，我哋嘅神。
Our heavenly Father, our Lord and our God.
当我哋睇到呢七位嘅弟兄姊妹嘅时候
，When we see these seven brothers and sisters,
我哋真系为佢哋欢喜快乐。
We are so rejoicing.
因为他们认识了主耶稣基督。
Because they know Jesus Christ.
他们遇到一个原来真的这么爱他们、救他们、去创造他们、拖大他们、供应他们的神。
They truly met this God who sustained them, saved them, and continued to lead their way.
我们求主你继续祝福他们。
We pray that Lord you will continue to bless them。
当他们愿意认罪悔改相信主耶稣的时候。
When they're willing to confess their sin and follow Jesus。
当他们愿意接受主耶稣基督为他们救主奉你的名去受洗的时候。
When they're willing to accept Jesus as their Savior and in Jesus' name they are being baptized。
让他们的罪得到赦免心里面有从你来的平安。
So that their sin will truly be forgiven and within their hearts they have this surpassing peace。
并且他们能够领受从圣灵而来的那种的恩赐。
And they can receive the love from the Holy Spirit.
让他们深深知道圣灵住在他们的心中。
So that they truly know that the Holy Spirit is within them and living in them.
他每时每刻有神的同在。
Every moment God is with them.
并且他们有一个永恒永生的盼望。
And also they have this eternal hope and eternal life.
我们都为到整个教会来祷告。
And I also pray for the whole church.
让我们记得这个就是我们的使命。
Let us remember this is the mission of church.
我们奉你的名去将福音传遍天下。
By your name, in your name, we preach your gospel to the world.
使万民作主你的门徒。
So that many people will become your disciple.
让你的名得着荣耀。
So that your name will be glorified.
直到主耶稣基督你再回来。
Until the day of Jesus.
我们同心的祈祷，是奉靠救主耶稣的名义祈祷。
And we pray in one heart, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.